Hello and welcome to June's podcast, run by Year 6. I'm Rebecca, this is Georgina.
Hello.
This is Sunny.
Hi.
This is Hayley.
Hi.
This is William.
Hi.
And this is Mrs. Brown.
Hi.
These are some of the events that have happened over the past few weeks. On Wednesday, 22nd May 2019, Year 6 and Year 5 pupils were treated to a trip to London so they could watch the Lion King production at the Lyceum Theatre. At 12:30, all the pupils met at Orpington Station and took the 1:08 train to Charing Cross train station in London. After getting off the train at Charing Cross, all pupils and teachers had a 15-minute walk along the Strand to the Lyceum Theatre. The Strand itself was packed with people and full of life and energy.
After arriving at the Lyceum Theatre, Year 5 and 6 went to find their seats and all became settled in time for the show. When the first act came on, everywhere you looked on the stage, all the actors and actresses were moving and performing exceptionally in their amazing animal costumes. The first half of the show was absolutely incredible. The show was very entertaining. The second half was just as phenomenal. The entire concept of watching a Western show was amazing, but the actual show was better than you would have ever imagined. All the cast were amazing, especially the two child actors. Now I'm going to pass on to Rebecca to talk about the chicks.
Thank you, Georgina. 2 weeks into the summer term, reception had a big surprise that was especially for them. For a few weeks, reception was under the responsibility of looking after some beautiful chicks. They had a great experience, starting from watching their eggs hatch to when they finally had to say goodbye to their young companions. They had an incredible time watching all of them grow and help them live their first few weeks of life. Now I'm going to pass on to Sunny, who'll be speaking about Year 6's trip to Down House.
Thank you, Rebecca. On the 26th of April 2019, Year 6 travelled to Down House to learn more about Charles Darwin. Down House was the residence of Charles and his family. Every room had at least one specific artifact to look at, which was interesting. We looked at his billiard room, living room, bedroom, and his study. Now I'm going to ask around the table what was everyone's favourite room, starting with Hayley.
My favourite room was the bedroom because they had clothes that they would have worn that we got to try on.
William?
I liked the billiard room because the big desk and the fireplace.
Rebecca?
I liked the fact room where there was facts about the family because there was like little stuff in the glass boxes to see.
Georgina?
I liked the garden because it was ginormous.
And finally, Mrs. Brown?
I really liked Charles's study where you got to see lots of original books and his drawings and amazing collection of artifacts.
Interesting. Overall, it was an amazing day and everyone came out with their brains filled with intriguing information. We also saw some Venus flytraps which were grown in the greenhouse and everyone avoided to touch them. Now I'm going to pass on to Hayley and Georgina to talk about the 2019 Year 6 SATs.
On Monday the 13th of May through to the 16th, Year 6 went through SATs. Although SATs was challenging, Year 6 were treated to a relaxing breakfast in the morning. This helped the Year 6 pupils as they would not be overwhelmed about the test and would be able to feel confident and give the children more energy. Year 6 pupils had breakfast every morning through the week of SATs. This helped boost Year 6's confidence and we had a choice of crumpets, bagels, toast, hot cross buns, croissants and a selection of cereals. Yum!
The duration of SATs took place over 4 days, starting on the Monday and ending on a Thursday. Monday and Tuesday were the English, spelling and grammar tests, and continuing on for the next 2 days were the reasoning and arithmetic. Personally, SATs were not as difficult as I would have thought them to be. Thankfully, they are all over and done with now. Now we'll pass on to Sunny to talk about Father's Day.
Thank you, Georgina. On the 4th of June 2019, every class in the school entered the library to select a gift for their dad for Father's Day. There were a variety of gifts to choose from, and I'm sure that you were able to find something that your dad would like. Our PTA wrapped our presents for us, all put them in a bag. We can't possibly tell you what they are, though, because they are secrets. Shh. Now I'm going to pass on to Rebecca to talk about the Year 3's trip to the aquarium.
Thank you, Sunny. On the 24th of May 2019, The 2 year threes, Phoenix and Pegasus, went to the aquarium in London for their school trip. We interviewed two pupils from Pegasus, Benjamin and Julia, so they could tell us what they thought of their trip. Benjamin said that his favourite animal was the stingray and Julia's was the big turtles. They also mentioned that the big starfish and the sharks were a favourite too. We asked them what their favourite part of the trip was. Benjamin said that he liked touching the starfish, and Julia said that she liked the cute penguins that they were lucky enough to see. They both said that they would recommend the trip for next year. So year twos, be ready to have a thrilling time next year. Now it's time to move over to the sports section.
We interviewed Freddie from year three and Helena from year four about swimming, and Freddie said, I enjoy it because it gets us out of school and it's entertaining.
We asked Helena what she could recommend, and she said practice in the shallow end before you move on to the deep end.
Freddie said they get to the swimming pool by going through the woods to Derrick Wood.
They both really enjoy it and they would recommend it for future classes.
On Friday lunchtimes, Mr. Vower and Mr. Atkinson run a Year 5 and 6 cricket club for people who are interested. Since starting, games have been played and there are many upcoming games to be played. This is a great opportunity to run around and try a new sport. The skills we have learnt so far are bowling, batting and catching properly. Catching properly is where you cup your hands. I personally like bowling and fielding as it's more active. Now we're going to pass on to Rebecca to talk about the girls' football.
Thank you, William. We interviewed Francesca, who has had an experience for a few years of football. She's a fantastic goalkeeper. We asked her, why do you play football? She replied, because they have practiced football for a few years at school and it's nice to have a girls' team. We then asked her, is it very competitive? She then replied, not that competitive, except in the matches. Our final question was, is it available to all of the girls in year 5 and 6? She then replied, yes, so once the year 6s leave, they'll have a new team who are ready to play. Now I'm going to hand over to Hayley, who's going to be speaking about the Year 6 Tuck Shop.
Year 6 set up their own business enterprise by starting a healthy tuck shop. We sell healthy snacks such as raisins, plain popcorn, apple crisps and bear yo-yos. It is going really well. We have now welcomed reception as well as the rest of the school to come and join us every Monday, Wednesday and Friday morning. We enjoyed a tasting session to see which products we like the most. Then set prices to each item, either 50p or £1. We rotate the year 6 children who like to run the tuck shop. We have a float, which is a set amount of money to start each session. Mrs. Pugh helps us and orders the snacks. Year 6 pupils enjoy working the tuck shop, and so far, Year 6 are starting to make a profit. Upcoming events for June. Vocab Day, tomorrow, Friday the 7th.
Isle of Wight, Monday 10th of June to the 14th of June.
Reception trip to Godstone Farm, 11th June.
PTA Disco on the 19th of June.
Sports Day on the 20th and 21st of June.
Well, that's all the news we have to share. It's a bye from me. Goodbye. Georgina.
Goodbye.
Hayley?
Bye.
Sunny?
Bye.
William?
Bye.
And Mrs. Brown?
Bye.